We're back with more Christian Talk with John Cash on The John Cash Show.
Again, Hampton Roads, I'm David Allen Carmichael, standing in for John Cash this week. He's in Cuba. Find out more about John Cash at johncashministries.com. Obviously, if you'd like him to come speak to your group, I would highly encourage it. He's great at it. All right? That's his main thing, is doing revivals, evangelism, speaks, and things like that. So I encourage you to check that out at johncashministries.com. I'm going to get right to this story about a Hampton City Council meeting tonight at 5:45. Councilman Stewart said, if you want to have some comments, input something, I guess you have 3 minutes. Let's see, I can speak at about 180 words a minute. So 300, that's a 540. That's 540 words. So if you want to write your speech, make sure it's not over 540 words, and you'll love your neighbor as yourself at the council meeting. So from 6 to 7, it's an open period, and then he's going to propose something at 7 o'clock. Or actually, they're going to be briefed on the issue at 7 o'clock. Here's the article that was in the Daily Press. Sebastian Pluchinski of Riley's Way has roped off a strip of White Marsh Beach at Grandview that he owns and put up signs that read, "Stop," I saw that today, "Stop private property. If you go beyond this point without permission, you may, not will or must, but you may be charged with trespassing." Then it would be a common law suit. And of course, I guess we could talk to your lawyer about that. He has also regularly put up signs at the entry to the beach pointing out that it's private. And what it is, again, as Councilman Stewart described, it was private property that got parceled out, an easement was included, and that easement goes right between the parcels, goes right down the middle of them, kind of does a cross-section across them so that every property owner can have access to their area of land. And it's, a wise man builds his house upon a rock. There are no houses there for good reason. Pluchinski's section of beach, he put that sign, he doesn't want anybody else crossing his section of beach. And people have complained because they say Pluchinski has tried to stop their guests from crossing his section. Several property owners at the beach say their guests are entitled to access to their property because of an easement. And Pluchinski says that many parts of the easements are now in the sea. Now, he said that. My line integration, standing on State Park Drive this morning, looking down the area in question, it seemed to me that the easement was smack down the middle of the beach, the main walking area. Let's see. It goes, the original agreement said that it would not become a public road, that easement would not be a public road, but merely an easement for the parties, their heirs, or assigns to this deed. And as Councilman Stewart said, there's actually city property, almost at the very end of the beach. There's city property at the beach, there's a jetty, and then there's private property, and then there's city property. In fact, there's beach down there that is nobody's property, and that is wide open. In fact, if you read the commentaries of common law on trespassing creating property rights and things like that, there's very few places that aren't owned by anybody still on the planet, except right at the end of that beach, as I could see it on the plats. Pluchinski said concern over the liability issues led him to rope off his strip of beach, which is less than 500 feet. He said his property extends to the mean low water, which means it cannot be crossed without permission, even at low tide. Well, it can be, because sometimes there's not water below the mean low tide, you see. At low tide, the waves go in, the waves go out. So it's possible to actually cross that section without getting your feet wet, but it's not very likely. "No other property owner has authority to give you permission to enter my property," he wrote in a letter. Well, actually, under the common law, if you don't have it fenced off, guess what? I could have my cattle graze on your property. I can go in if a tree has fallen. I can chop it up and take that firewood home for myself if you don't slap a fence around it. In fact, I'm going to do this. People don't realize these kind of things, but I'm going to read right out of Virginia statute if I can find it. Here it is. The common law of England, I'm going to not read the whole thing, but the common law of England shall continue in full force within the same, that's of Virginia, and be the rule of decision except as altered by the General Assembly. So if the General Assembly, and that goes along with what Councilman Stewart said, if the General Assembly has not expressly changed how the rules have been going on for hundreds of years, you still have the old school way of doing things, common law way of doing things that has really founded on a Christian perspective of loving your neighbor as yourself. The biblical perspective of it's really a mandate upon everybody to subdue this land. to take possession of it. And when you look at possession of property, it's evidence, as I read out of the American jurisprudence, it's evidence by actually using the property. So I will tell you, for about the last, you know, more than 70 years, people have been walking down Grandview Beach and White Marsh Beach, they call it, just enjoying nature. And the only time they would be kicked out is if they're effectively disturbing the peace or morals of society, which is a common law crime. There's no city statute for them to violate. They're just exercising use of open space. You and I have the right to use open space, even crossing somebody's property, unless they use due diligence to fence it off. And that's the old school rule, because guess whose property this is really? Almighty God, and he has deeded it to us to use it according to his rules. So what should we do with an angry neighbor, 454-1650? Are there things that I'm not thinking about here? What do we do with an angry neighbor, 454-1650? Who is our neighbor? Who is our neighbor? I will tell you that Mr. Pluchinski is my neighbor, and I love Mr. Pluchinski. Now, sometimes I'm going to have to demonstrate love to Mr. Pluchinski. You know what I could best demonstrate my love to Mr. Pluchinski right now is probably to stay off his property. In fact, it would probably be an offense to him personally if I just exercised right of easement and visited the Hampton City property at the end. It's very nice. You can see the marina in the background, and you see the channel coming in and out. You got some marsh on the backside. You got the Chesapeake Bay on the front side. It's just a wonderful, peaceful place. Now, if I exercise my right, public right of easement to approach the public land, and I have funded some property taxes for the land of Hampton and its upkeep to love my neighbor. So if I exercise that right of easement, most likely Mr. Pluchinski would be offended by me. You know, you say if you're a Christian, you'll take on the right cheek and left cheek. Well, you're right. That's true. Now, who else is my neighbor? Some of those neighbors that have invited my wife to come down and use their property for her photography, fun stuff that she does. She's got some beautiful shots out there. She's been invited to do that. Now, I have to sometimes treat my wife as if she's my neighbor and to love my neighbor as myself. And so if my neighbor wants to exercise their right of easement, I may have to love my neighbor by protecting them from people who would stop them. So there's a lot of weird nuances here. How do we love our neighbor? Who is my neighbor? The other thing, as I realize, is reading common law commentaries of old, that besides all these property rights and love your neighbor aspects, there's this thing called maintaining quarrels. And notice that possessing property, it requires people to actually take dominion. So it's not my responsibility to continue to exercise the right of easement. It's all, and I could name some of these property owners. Well, actually, here's a corporation. Grandview Islanders for the Environment. Johnson Archie. And there's this legal term that goes along with that. So I'm a little abstract here. And there's other people named. It's really their responsibility to exercise the right of easement to maintain their property. What I see is really an adverse possession move here. If they're not, you know, to the victor goes the spoils. I'm not supposed to maintain their quarrel. So there's a lot of aspects here, and I'm supposed to make sure that blessed are the peacemakers, so they shall inherit the earth. What do you think? 454-1650. What do you think kind of comments that somebody ought to be making to the city council? Because, you know, as Americans, individualist and everything like that, you really get sick of the city, like, policing everything. You know, it's a status. All of a sudden it becomes a state power. Do we want the municipality to start getting their nose into this? Can we not resolve this ourselves without basically, well, I guess there's some lawyers out there that need their bills paid too. But can we not do this among ourselves? Don't we have what it takes to make peace among ourselves? And so that we protect everybody, protect our children, or protect our children's access to this really pristine place in our area. It's really neat. And then without having the UN coming in and telling us how to do it, right? The sustainable development guys. Okay. And by the way, as I was reading this adverse possession, it could be possible that there's somebody acting on somebody else's behalf to try to secure this adverse possession. It doesn't have to be done by you, but it can be done by your agent. So we don't know. We'll see. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And one last hearing of our What Do We Do with an Angry Neighbor? It only takes-
Let's learn today for a new tomorrow. Don't look back, I won't look back now. Hey!
John will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Been in an accident? Need to get your car fixed fast and at a fair price? Collision Repair Center of Norfolk is an honest Christian family business that's been voted best in Norfolk 3 years running. With the quickest turnaround time at Hampton Roads, you'll be glad you trusted your car to Collision Repair Center of Norfolk. Mention this ad for an additional 10% off, and they'll donate 5% to John Cash Ministries. Give them a call at 853-0446. That's 853-0446. That's Collision Repair Center of Norfolk. Greenbrier Florist is your number one source for guaranteed fresh flowers. With daily deliveries for the South Side and now into Moyock, Greenbrier Florist will brighten your day with a personal touch from their award-winning designers. Located on the corner of Greenbrier Parkway and Military, Greenbrier Florist guarantees most of their flowers will stay sparkling and fresh for an entire week. In business for 34 years, they are your local florist who cares. And they'll be open Easter Sunday. Give them a call at 420-8000. That's 420-8000. When you need a plumber, what do? Go to the Yellow Pages, close your eyes, and pray you don't get gouged? Well, I have a better way. Martz Plumbing is an honest, trustworthy plumber who just opened his own business. They are always 10 to 20% lower than the big boys. Give Martz Plumbing a call at 749-0067. That's 749-0067. Their website is Martz, M-A-R-T-Z, Plumbing, 757.com. Trust TJ to fix your pipes and not break the bank.
Your dog is part of the family, and it's time you started treating them like that. You've got to check out Dog Stuff in Virginia Beach. Show your pooch your love for them by buying them the highest quality organic food available anywhere in the area. They offer doggy daycare. It's five-star service and peace of mind when you're out of town. Trust Dog Stuff, locally owned and operated. They have the same passion for your pooch as you do. Visit their website at dogstuff.com. That's dog with two G's and stuff with two F's. Visit their store just north of 264 Freeway and Bird Neck Road in Virginia Beach.
Mention this ad and get 10% off your next purchase.
Phone lines are open. Call John now at 454-1650. That's 454-1650.
What do we do with an angry neighbor? What do we do with an angry neighbor? What do we do with an angry neighbor? Early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Early in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Early in the morning.
That's what we do with an angry neighbor. That's what we do with an angry neighbor. That's what we do with an angry neighbor early in the morning.
Arr, that was actually a good Navy hazing song for the drunken sailor, but we modified it just today for what we're talking about. What do you do with an angry neighbor? Hey, you haven't called the 454-1650, and I know this is a hot potato for people. Because it's very rarely I'm going through life and I have all these people surrounding me. Everywhere I go in my neighborhood, somebody's talking about their particular bent on this Grandview Beach, White Marsh Beach area. So if you've got some opinions on it, of course, give us a call, 454-1650. But nevertheless, I do have somebody in studio who's got some opinions, who's been to that beach. So what do you think? You've been listening, Rodney. Give us your input as the common man.
You know, it's like you're robbing the public of, like, just the most pristine thing. Because I've been over there on boat where we've taken off from the marina at Ocean View. And we've gone over, and we've actually gotten out of the boat, and we've been knee-deep in the water because, well, they might be in violation. A friend of mine says, I used to bring my wife and my children over, and we used to have a picnic on the beach, and we'd clean up our mess, get back in our boat, which we anchored, and we'd go up to the marina, refuel, or have a lunch or something else to do up there. He said, but now we don't bother to go over there. We just look at it from a distance.
And there's really nothing. I was thinking, well, what would stop you is the threat of having somebody come up and harass you verbally,
mm-hmm.
effectively.
Yes.
So, and you said you're robbing the people of pristine beach.
Yes.
Now, those people who are paying taxes on that pristine beach.
That's true.
Would be going, well, you know, we've got some interest in this, too.
Well, there should be some right away, though, for the public to use, for public use.
Yeah. And I went to a meeting last night. Some lady mentioned that in the olden days, you didn't have land in the water. I showed you the picture.
Yeah.
Of the plat. So it's like they've got these lots that are extending into the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did they just lose that property? I guess if the sand comes back, they own that property again.
Yeah. Or either they'll have to get somebody to dredge like they do out in Virginia Beach's sand bridge to put the sand back up.
Right. There. And maybe they could build a fence out to that portion, mm-hmm. possibly,
mm-hmm.
where they could do their own crabbing and fishing on their own property without a license because that's where they're
–
it's part of their property.
That's interesting.
See, there's a lot of neat things here.
You know, Norfolk has the same thing going on. I noticed today in the paper they were talking about certain parts of East Beach that a Virginia Beach landowner had said he bought over the years. And, you know, the city goes, no, we own that beach.
Hmm.
And, of course, they decided to settle. They're going to pay this guy like $1 million to go away. But he's still got other plots of the beach further up by the bridge tunnel that he claims he owns also. And one of the council members said, you know, if he does own this, we haven't received any taxes.
Ah.
So why are we paying this guy? He owes us back taxes if he does own it.
Yes. Have we invested? But what they'd have to do is go to court.
Yeah.
And make somebody determine between the parties what is the law.
The city attorney doesn't want to go to. He says it's going to cost more in the long run.
Right.
To go to court. And I think they had like the thing where the judge said, you know, pay him $500,000 and forget it. Of course, they let that lapse. And so now they're going to have to pay $1 million in a cash-strapped city already.
Right. So and it does go to the victor goes the spoils.
Yes, and the same thing, you know, in Virginia Beach years ago when they developed the Seaview Beach area right there along Shore Drive as you're going out towards, what is that, the...
Shore Drive, what, Fort Story or whatever?
Yeah, Fort Story, going out in that mm-hmm. area. It used to be a big amusement park out there, Seaview Park, and people used to go and fish and crab there and stuff. And then, of course, in the late 70s, they built condos there.
Right.
And, you know, we used to go out there still,
That's right.
They'd say, you know, you kids can't come here anymore. We own this beach.
You know what? When you were growing up, Rodney, did you have people that got ticked off when you were sitting on the front lawn as a kid? You ever have that?
No, not really.
You weren't raised in an urban environment where you had to sit on sidewalks or anything.
No.
Well, I just remember as a kid sitting on somebody's lawn.
Or even playing football in their side lot.
Yeah.
They wouldn't care. Right. You know, don't break our windows. You know, don't damage anything.
In my neighborhood, it was please play in the street where cars come by. So, and it really irritated me that people are like so, you know, persnickety.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing sitting on my lawn? When I grew up and people had come on my lawn and cross, and they do. I live on a big street, and so people have a tendency to cross my yard and other people's yards.
Mm-hmm.
It's inconsiderate on their part, but you know what? Less because I've looked into the law to find out what is the right behavior.
Mm-hmm.
What are my rights? What am I wrong? And that way I know when I'm taking it on the chin, you know, turning the other cheek, I'll know whether or not it's actually a turning of the cheek and not me just being possessive.
I'm afraid I alienated my new neighbors that moved next door several years ago because they moved in and they had a moving van on their lawn.
Okay.
And I was watching through my living room window, watching them move in. And then I just, my brain short-circuited when the moving van drove across their lawn, across my front lawn, out my driveway and into the street, and I exploded. I was definitely was in sailor mode that day. I was very sorry later, but,
Commercial,
but it just blew up. I was like, I can't believe your people just drove across my lawn.
Right. Commercial traffic across your front lawn is not included in what I'm talking about. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I'll give you another example. We had a bus stop in front of my house, and I'm an urban guy. I'm from East LA, man. I used to take the bus everywhere except to school because that's where you got beat up. Yeah. Okay. Well, so I was a minority growing up, and but what I was thinking of was give people a chance to do stuff. The problem was people were waiting for the bus, leaving the bus, coming into my property, putting their face to my window and looking inside, which I found out today is actually a crime in Virginia under the statutes.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. And so they're doing those things. They're doing other things, basically getting bodily fluids out of their body into my plants on my property. And so, and I didn't want a fence there. So I communicated with the bus guy, HRT, Hampton Roads Transit guys. And I expressed to them that their commercial activity and their customers they're making money on were damaging my property and offense to my little children who were watching men expose themselves as they were eliminating things. Okay, so not going to, and you know what they did? And I actually found a piece of property where the house where it was furthest away from the street would be the best place for the bus stop. And there was another bus stop across the street going the other direction. I asked all the neighbors whether they objected. And that house was abandoned, by the way, and is now a vacant lot. And we moved it. But it took my exercising some calorie burning. So I'm loving my bus stop neighbors. I'm loving my adjacent neighbors who don't necessarily want a bus stop any more than I do. And my house was closest to the street compared to them. So the I can't believe nobody's called in today on this. 454-1650.
Hampton, are you listening?
I think they are. I know. I'm just telling you, I know. You don't have to call now. I just wanted to say that I was surprised that nobody had. But the whole point of this, folks, and we're going to get right back down to the John Cash point of this whole thing. Again, I'm a stand-in. I'm a rental. And I've got to behave myself while Dad's out of town in Cuba ministering to the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who speak really quickly in Spanish. If you've ever known anybody from Cuba, it's amazing how fast they can speak Spanish, sort of like I do on the radio. So what we're going to do here is we got to consider tonight those of you who are all ticked off at Mr. Paczynski, who may have great motives. You know, Rodney said he read something on the news as he was looking at the computer that maybe he had been spurned in his efforts to build some land on that property. And who knows? I don't know.
Yeah,
we
his
don't know.
Dream home.
And we don't know what kind of bad day we all have on any given day. So we've got to remember to not speak negatively about Mr. Paczynski, who has been created in the image of God, and to love him, to consider what his needs are. And then at the same time, it may be that he's operating out of some, you know, misconceptions about what he can do.
He could take 20 bucks, charge him 20 bucks. You can come down to my property. You can have a picnic. Just clean up after yourselves. That 20 bucks multiplied by how many people during the summer, maybe he could raise enough money to build his dream home.
I think he'd have to go the donation mode because then he'd have to get a license and all that kind of
stuff.
So there's all those kind of things. I encourage you guys, if you're in the peninsula, in Hampton specifically, that Grandview area, that are you just going to sit idly by? A lot of you guys are going to church tonight. Is there anybody in your church who says, hey, you know what? There's 400 of us here, and we're all hiding in behind our walls on Wednesday nights. We're going to have to send somebody out, send out a spy to spy out the land. You might want to just get somebody together to represent your group. And how do you deal with your neighbor, responsibility, deal with your neighbor through this controversy that you really ought not to just hide behind the walls? So 5:45, Mr. Stewart said, would be the best time to show up. If you've got something to say, you keep it to 3 minutes. No, you might want to write it down, what you're going to say, your poignant speech, 540 words or less or something like that, that you can get out in exactly 3 minutes. And so just think about that. What are you going to do to help Mr. Paczynski and all the other neighbors and the fellow citizens in Hampton who have interest in that Hampton City property at the end of that beach? We're going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to be talking to Ed White from the Great Commission Resources International. And then Friday, a lady, Terry Beatley, is going to be here with us. It's going to be an exciting stuff for the next 2 days. And, of course, John will be back on Monday, back in the USA. Not in the back in the USSR. I still have 1 minute. No, I see somebody could call right now. But so just want to keep you informed on what's going on with Ed White, especially. It's not going to be political tomorrow. It's going to be definitely how do you love your neighbor well beyond your borders talk tomorrow with Terry Beatley. Who knows what she's going to say? She's vivacious and she's got really neat things she's going to say. I asked her specifically to talk about this movie called MAFA 21, M-A-A-F-A 21, or it's M-A-F-F-A, I don't know. And what it is, it talks about the attack, especially in the black community, on their next generation. And she's subject matter expert in that, so we're going to be talking about that on Friday. So looking forward to it. Come back, stay tuned, John Cash, and check him out at johncashministries.com.